This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MATT20. Wheel Hero. Get the lowest prices on steel and alloy wheels. Save $90 off on a wheel plus tire package with code MMA90. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 693.
693.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Trying to break shit over here. What's happening?
I don't know, man. Just chilling. Oh, I didn't say this earlier. Finally got a snowblower. It's glorious.
Nice. Did you get the
thanks to your recommendation, got a two-stage one that itself and got to the end of the driveway and I was a little concerned and it just went right through it like butter. And I was like, okay, now we're I'm surprised at like how much you do actually have to like kind of still work those things. I thought it'd be like, you know, like a lawnmower where it's kind of like super easy, but you still gotta,
it takes a little effort
and I gotta get used to it, but it's pretty nice.
Do you have reverse? I don't usually use reverse, but sometimes I'll throw it at.
I didn't use reverse. I just went like, you know.
No, you just spin it around. Wheel it.
Yeah, but it has a little thing you cranked in the blow. You can blow the snow that way or this way or straight. So it's it was kind of fun.
It's the shit. Well, that's why, like I told you the one time, like I know I'm gonna walk my dog. I'm just gonna fucking do the whole block. I just went around the entire.
I did
block.
My neighbor's like sidewalk.
Hell yeah!
Like this is cool.
Then you're a hero too because everyone loves you. And
yes,
like it's so fun and it's relatively easy. I mean, I think I can do my driveway and. 15 minutes, like the double driveway, if that.
Yeah.
Sidewalks. And then you start looking like, I don't feel like I did enough. I'm going to do my neighbor's driveway. I'm going to do their driveway. Fuck it. I'm doing that the whole block. Let's go.
Right. So, yeah, we've had a little snow in here in the Midwest, but not much. It's really weird weather. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's
freezing now, but
I think we're supposed to be under some sort of winter cold advisory next week. So
great.
It's
I want a blizzard. Let's get a blizzard in here.
Yeah.
So we can make snow tunnels for the dog.
Ooh, that's cool.
I saw people doing that because normally I already did that. I take the snowblower out in the backyard, then I make a path for my dog to run. But I saw online people were making paths, but also making tunnels for their dogs. So you make a path and then you build a tunnel and then the dogs are fucking going all over. Because I also make a course where I'll do like the entire outline of the backyard. And then I'll put a couple other extra paths in there. So when it gets super tall, my dog still wants to fucking chase me at 15 and a half years old. Let's get it. Still chasing.
You take your snowblower right on your lawn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know if that would mess the lawn up.
Totally fine. It's because usually it won't go all the way to the grass. Like you might throw up a little grass here and there, but I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about my dog being able to navigate the backyard versus a handful of grass here and there. So it's all good. Chicago sports. Where do you want to start? Chicago sports?
The Hawks lost earlier. I was tracking that for a minute.
Bedard is 100th point of his NHL career. He's doing pretty well, hopefully. I don't know what the Blackhawks are going to do at the trade deadline, because do you trade away more people for draft picks? Do you start bringing in people? I don't know. I feel like they need to make a change because you're dead fucking last. They did make a coaching change, so they're going to need to probably hire a better coach at the end of this year, because they brought their Rockford coach up, so their minor league coach became their NHL coach, and he's doing all right. They got a little bit better, but again, you probably need a better coach and you need better players, so get to it. And maybe deal with Comcast. Is that too much to ask?
Well, I did discover you can watch the replays on TNT, I think, the next day. So if you have their the games are on TNT, but they're just not live.
Yeah. And they're also on ESPN Plus.
Like the next day?
No, you could watch them live if the VPN worked correctly, but some reason I can't get the VPN and fucking ESPN Plus to play nice together. So it just I just get the fucking spinning wheel when I try to play it. And I don't have patience. 10 seconds. That's all I give it. So maybe if I waited longer, it would show up. But I'm fucking very impatient when it comes to either now or go fuck yourself. And then the Bears still looking for a head coach. Mike Vrabel signed with the fucking Patriots. So he's out. And then who was the other guy? I think you mentioned him last week. You said from Dallas. Guy used to be the coach for the Packers. And then he was
over. Oh, Mike McCarthy?
Yep. So I guess the Bears are interviewing him. Bears are interviewing fucking everybody, which just seems crazy.
I wouldn't mind Mike McCarthy. He's not like the best, you know, he's not like a Gruden, but, you know, good coach.
Right. I don't know. Somehow I feel like they're going to fuck it up. They're going to fuck it up somehow.
Probably.
Some way.
That's what they do. That's what the Bears way. Sports is all about right now is fucking everything up. We can't do anything correctly. So it's a sad
thing. How do we fix this, right?
We move to a different state.
No, not an option.
Okay, then we wait. We wait and we pray and we hope and we
do
get
some
mad.
Praying. Okay,
yes,
I'll do some praying.
Pray for sports victories.
Okay, what if I can see them? Because I can't watch the Blackhawks, so we might as well just let them be shit for the end of the year. Get the number one pick and get someone else super good. Because I think that's what happened when they got Taze and Kane is that they were pretty shitty and then they got two super high picks and then those guys fucking delivered.
They did. We're still paying for them.
We got three Stanley Cups out of those fuckers, so.
We did.
All right, let's talk some MMA, UFCs, combat sports action.
There was a fight over the weekend. Did you watch it?
I did. Let's see. It was Mackenzie Dern, Amanda Ribas. I want to show first. Let's see what this pulls up.
Love is like a ticking clock, berserker.
Here we go. He's berserkering me already. We're fucked.
Oh, I thought that's what you're going to show us.
No, not yet. We got to do weigh-ins because, you know, ooh. Mackenzie Dern. Make sure she makes weight.
Big fan.
Yep. She walks a little awkward, but no, she made weight. And she also brought her dog to media day. So I got to show her dog. It's one of those big fuckers. And it looks like he's wearing a bulletproof vest. Almost like John Wick 3. Holly Berry had her dogs.
Oh, nice.
So that's a big motherfucker.
He's massive.
Maybe he's packing. He's got a gun.
Boxer? What is that?
No, it might be a Mastiff. I don't know.
Really?
It's a big dog. So, and then we get to the fight. Not super exciting, but first round, Mackenzie Dern pretty much on top. Gets the takedown pretty much on top. Can't do anything because Ribas just has closed guard and like keeping her tight to herself. So Dern can't do anything. Second round was mostly Ribas on top until probably like a couple minutes left in the round. And then Dern twisted her around. Third round, a little bit of striking. And then Dern gets it to the ground, manipulates her around, and then gets the armbar. And I don't know if she popped it, but she fucking definitely extended it.
Oh, yeah. She cranked down on that sucker.
Yeah. And she gets the win.
Well, you can find it on the Twitterverse. It's out there.
Yeah. So that's good for her, you know. She was the underdog, and we did not jinx her because you, myself, and the 8-Ball all picked Mackenzie Dern to win. So
hey, the curse is
curse.
Over, maybe.
We broke the curse. No more At curse. Least for a week, right? You don't want to curse Mackenzie Dern. No. I'll just say that. And speaking of Mackenzie, there was a nice gash from one of the fights this past weekend. Let's pull this up. Roman Kopylov. He took a nice gash versus Chris Curtis.
Oh, damn.
For the Week of Heart, Don't Look. I'm so immune to this shit anymore. Like, that has no effect on me. Does that affect you?
Not those. No, I don't like the broken limbs. The cuts, I seem like I'm okay with those.
Yeah.
But those snapped legs and all that, that's just too much for me.
Especially when they, like, spaghetti noodle their leg.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to broken. Oh, let me check that kick. Spaghetti noodle. It's not great. It's not great.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Yeah. Speaking of good, let's do a little sponsor action.
Got some ice in my hand. Let's see. So, brought to you by, Manscaped. It's playoff season, gentlemen. It's time when legends are made, underdogs rise, and your fantasy team's fate hangs in the balance. Here's the deal. While you're fighting to avoid last place punishments, don't let your grooming game take the L. Meet the Beard and Balls bundle from Manscaped, the ultimate grooming toolkit designed to handle your full body shave days. Whether you're shaping up your beard for that post-game interview, look, or ensuring everything below the belt is ready for victory celebrations, this bundle has you covered. Keep your grooming game tight, even if your lineup isn't.
That's right. And you want to be streamlined in 2025. Slick beard and smooth balls. It's kind of like when James Bond orders a martini. It's shaken, not stirred.
Okay. Don't fumble your grooming game this playoff season. Head over to manscaped.com to get the beard and balls bundle today and join over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by using code MMANUTS for 20% off and free shipping. Whether you're chasing the Lombardi or just trying to look sharp for date night, Manscaped has you covered.
That's right. Shaken, not stirred.
Oof. I'm still trying to figure out the analogy, but I'll roll with it. This episode is sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom-and-pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths, from 4 all the way up to 12 milligram. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy Gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligrams. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. And this episode is brought to you by Chubbies. So I don't know if you've noticed, I pretty much wear a hoodie on every show we do. Yes, I think I'm sponsored by hoodies. So I've been wearing one of Chubby's hoodies. And let me tell you, it's super comfortable. And everybody in my family keeps trying to steal them from me.
I get compliments. So, like, damn, where'd you get that hoodie? And I'm like, Chubby's.
That's right.
They're like, and sometimes people are like, they know what that is. But a lot of times they're like, what is that? And I have to tell them.
It's this sweet company that makes awesome clothes that are very comfortable. Yeah. And it's kind of like this. Did you ever get another novelty mug this Christmas instead of the Chubbies you really wanted? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people, we've all been there. But you know what? Chubbies is where it's at. And you want comfortable, nice clothing, you get it from Chubbies. You get a limited time offer from us. You can use code MMANUTS at chubbieshorts.com. You get 20% off your order. Don't miss out.
Chubbies is here to help you take on 2025 in style, starting with the comfiest, most versatile gear you've ever worn. For a limited time, our friends at Chubbies are giving our listeners and viewers 20% off the promo code MMANUTS. Check out at chubbieshorts.com. That's 20% off your order with the promo code MMANUTS. Support our show and tell them we sent you. No matter where the new year takes you, Chubbies has the gear to keep you comfortable and looking your suavest.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right back to the show. Let's see. What else is happening out there?
Did you see our friend Khabib got kicked off a plane over the weekend? Stand by.
Yep. Who is this? Frontier Airlines?
I think so, yeah. And so here he is. Apparently, the story is what the video doesn't show is that there was an official report that came out from the airline and said he's in the, you know, like exit row or whatever. And they gave him the talk and he wasn't responding. And they tried to give him the talk again, still no. And so he's like, the lady's like, sir, you got to move. And he wouldn't move or wouldn't respond. And then they had to get someone come in from outside. And they're like, sir, you have to move because you are not able to do the job of the ex. And then something happened and he got kicked off the plane. And apparently, let's see, they refund. Here he is. Bye bye, Khabib. They refunded him and his party his monies. So, and they said officially that it was not because of his race or his culture. It was just because he wasn't able to comply with the FAA rules for the exit row. And I'm wondering, what are your thoughts, Matt?
This is number one bullshit. This fucking airlines, fuck them. You know, I think the funny thing about all this is Conor McGregor just followed Frontier Airlines now, I think, on Instagram.
Of course.
But who do you think's the most qualified on a plane? It's that motherfucker. He could beat everybody as ass on that plane for the most part. I think it's some racist bullshit. I don't know. You're going to tell me he didn't say yes? He was even, like, from what I heard in that video, he was explaining, I can help the people. You have a problem with me or something. So, I don't know. It's fucked up.
Well, here's the thing. If the plane goes down, the chance of survival is pretty slim. Like, if the plane is going to crash to the point where you need an exit row type situation, like, in the event of a water landing, I always find that funny. I know you had the guy in New York who did like the 1 in a million landing, right? Mm-hmm. I think if the plane goes down in the ocean, you're probably going to die. I don't think you're going to need the exit.
Yeah, and even if you do survive, the sharks are going to probably eat your asshole. So
I mean,
you probably want to go down hard on impact.
Unnecessary persons. Who cares? You know, it's all good. Even if you said nothing, I say let them sit.
Yeah, like, do you really think that they're not going to help people? Like, really? Are you just gonna like turn and run?
Well, if you say yes, does it mean you're actually gonna help? How do you know what you're gonna do when the plane fucking crashes? How semantics. Has that ever happened to you? Would you know how you'd react? You could guesstimate that I'd probably help, or I might freak out. I don't know. I don't know what could happen.
Well, the way I see it is, I'm helping my family, and I'm getting the fuck off after my family, regardless of where I'm sitting. It's family first, and then me. And depending upon the scenario, yes, I probably am going to help, but it's family. That's all I'm going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I'll blow up last, but whatever. So I think they're fucking with him for whatever reason. So
yes.
This weekend, we finally have a numbered card, and usually numbered cards are better than the non-numbered, as we've seen. So you have Makhachev versus, how do you want to say that?
Sarukian
2. The lightweight title bout with Makhachev as a massive favorite.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. I don't know. I wouldn't put him as that big of a favorite. But anyway, you got fucking all these names. Marab versus Umar Nurmagomedov. And fucking Umar is a favorite. You got Yuri Prych, you heard me, versus Jamal Hill. Even odds. I don't know why they do that. Just fucking pick somebody. It's one or the other. You got Dariush versus Renato Moicano. So you have a lot of ranked fighters and a lot of highly ranked fighters. You got two fucking title bouts on here. An interesting light heavyweight bout. I'd say this is an interesting lightweight bout. I like Beneil Dariush, even though he is also the underdog. Got Kevin Holland fighting the fucking Riddler or whoever this is. And then we just start going off the rails once you start going down the fucking
Spivak.
Pay card.
Sergey Spivak, holy cow. That's old school right there.
When you get to the heavyweights, you start going, whoa, what are we doing here? Early prelims. And you got some ranked fighters down here, so Here we go. We're off to the races. So the first pay-per-view of the new year could be exciting, could be not. It's hard to say.
Champs. I think they both keep their belts.
That's yeah, there's a lot of hype on Umar Nurmagomedov. And I think there's a lot of hype on Sarukin, so I don't know. There was a stat I wanted to pull up. Let me find it, of Makhachev. It's kind of terrifying. So let me share this. So ESPN MMA shared this. Let me pull this up. So 1.54 significant strikes absorbed per minute versus 2.65 significant strikes landed per minute. He's got 5 knockouts, 12 submissions, 91% takedown defense percentage, 54% takedowns landed percentage. So he's not going to land that many on you, but I think what they're trying to say is that he's a very well-rounded fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
Strange infographic. They like chopped him up.
Right. Like, what are we doing here?
It's very weird.
Is he a machine? Okay. Is he a man? Are we playing fucking the game Operation?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring that game back. I haven't played that in forever. This would be the shit when you were a kid. His nose turned red. You're fucked. My turn.
Freaks you out every time.
Yep. What else is happening out there?
Well, apparently PFL, you know, who bought Bellator, is going to be ending the Bellator brand in this year, basically.
Didn't we talk about this last week or the week before about how they should probably do that?
I think we did talk about that.
I'm pretty sure we did.
So apparently they listened, and it's going to happen. So they're going to do tournament formats instead, and no more Bellator. That's it. It'd be like a PFL champions type thing, you know, tournament.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because, again, well, we knew this was going to happen because you're not going to buy, but I think Bellator, well, Paramount wanted to get rid of Bellator, and then I think they were just buying them for fighters, but they want cut rate fighters, so everyone that was on a nice juicy contract is not fighting or getting their shit renegotiated. So now we're really down to two organizations for MMA. It's kind of a problem for fighters. So it's UFC and PFL, and where else do you go? Like that's
about it.
Yeah, it's a problem because back in the day there were so many one-offs, and we need billionaires with money to keep dumping money out there. Because I know the GFL is starting a league. I don't know how successful they're going to be, because I think one of the people that was going to invest some money, I believe it was the UFL, was supposed to put a little over $10 million into them, backed out. So I don't know if that's going to affect that league going forward, but that's also guys, that's like the fucking CTE league. The guys are way past their prime. I don't know if there's anybody legit. The team format never worked in the past, so I don't think it's going to work in the future.
No.
People don't give a shit about team fighting in MMA. It's fighter versus fighter. So I don't know why. We already tried and proved this doesn't work, so they're going to try and prove it doesn't work for a second time and waste a quadrillion dollars. The only good thing is, if you're a fighter, maybe you want to get in there, because usually when these new leagues start, they pay ridiculous sums of money to fighters. So, And then back to the PFL, I was going to pull this up because someone read one of the fighter contracts.
Oh,
and you can kind of see what they're doing because they reduced some of the payouts. So this is Al Zulino on Twitter. He said he's got a sneak peek at some of the contracts. Said the $1 million tournaments are gone now. So basically it's going to be a $500,000 tournament. And the other thing is you get a purse. So this, in this scenario, the person's getting a 20 to show, 20 to win, $500,000 final bonus. The problem is they deduct whatever you made in your preliminary fights off of that 500. So if you did the 20 and 20 and won, and you had 40, well, then you're only going to win 460 as your final.
Oh,
That's weird.
So it's kind, they're kind of deducting it off, and just trying to read through here, but mostly tournament based and not this fucking game show shit they were doing in the past. But it still seems semi-lucrative for the fighters. I mean, it's kind of a big pay cut, but some of the guys that were winning $1 million, not top five guys in the UFC. Maybe top 10, maybe like 8 or 9, but some of those guys weren't even top 10 fighters in UFC, and they were winning tournaments over there consistently. So there is a marked difference to the quality of fighter, but are they going to survive? Like, that's the question too. I mean, they're cost cutting and they got rid of Bellator.
Yeah, that helps, I think. I mean, it just, I don't know how they spend this exorbitant money and still, like, it just doesn't make sense. But somewhere someone is okay with burning cash, you know, until they're not, and then it's over. And then that's it.
Yeah. You but this is weird. It's a weird time because I can't remember when there's just been two organizations. We've never been at this point. I mean, when the sport started, it was one, and then it started growing and growing, and then we got a whole bunch, and you get crazy people with money, and if you're fighting on beaches. But I feel like we're going to need some oil money guys to get in this game, because I think Dana was talking about that too, Dana White, saying he's starting a boxing league, and I think it's with some oil money guys. Not quite sure, but I know that's floating around. And speaking of all this, I saw Holly Holm also got her release from the UFC.
Oh,
she had two fights on her left on her contract, and they let her go. She's 43, but where is she going to go to fight? Like, where are you going to make more money? I don't understand yet. 43.
Yeah, it's old. I mean, I think she doesn't. She's been fighting a long time. I think maybe that's the end of the road.
Unless she's going to GFL it.
Maybe. Or OnlyFans.
You know, the preacher's daughter, you know, you can only always hope for that.
I'm going
to
hell.
We can pray for things.
I shouldn't say these things.
It's all good. What else is happening out there?
So Justin Gaethje in the news earlier today talking about a potential fight against Dan Hooker in March. He said that he gave the UFC the green light a couple months ago and he wants to fight in March. I'm wondering if you like that matchup, if potentially. If nothing's been officially signed or actually, you know. But
not really, but I don't know who else is on the docket of fights you could make that would be super interesting for him, right? I mean, it'd definitely be a war. I'm just worried because I know, and I think Dustin Poirier said he's got one fight. He wants one more, and I think they're working on something. Maybe you could just do the Poirier. I don't know. How many times have they fought? 1 million?
200 times.
Where the fuck's Nate Diaz at? Doesn't he want to fight? Where's Nick at? Doesn't he want to fight? Where's Connor at? Doesn't he want to fight?
No one wants to fight anymore.
Seriously, it's like everyone's just out there, just running their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, we were talking about Conor McGregor. I've got a compilation. I got to pull up a bunch of videos. So hang on. Because we were talking about different MMA fighters in different sports. Well, I put a little compilation together here of four different things. But hang on. He's fucking just, Jesus Christ, it's so loud. Some of these videos. And sound always goes on when I hit play, so it's going to be super loud to me, and I'm not going to share sound. So apparently Connor was playing soccer over the weekend, and you can hang on. You can kind of see how he likes to play. He's in the black.
Jesus, it's aggressive.
Yeah, it's just like I don't know if they're, I don't know what the level of this is. Just like. But he just doesn't give a fuck. He's just running people over, tackling people. I think they blew a whistle on that one. So that was one of them. And then there was this move where, let me kick you instead of the ball. That guy goes down hard. And then so we see him in soccer. Let's see him in a little football. This is how he throws a goddamn football. Let's take a look at that again. See where the laces are. See where his fingers are.
He knows how to do it. He's right there.
Yep. And then let's see him throwing out a first pitch at the fucking Cubs game.
Ooh, perfect.
And he said, this is the most devastating first pitch ever seen in Go. The venom is there. The power is there. And he's walking out. He feels good.
Which is like
skin.
Skin tight. I always marvel at his pants. It's like, how is that even comfortable?
It's not.
They're so tight.
And you know he's got money and he's paying for them to fit it that way.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane. Like, if you lift weights, you need to have looser fucking shit.
I agree. Comfort is good.
Yeah. What else has happened out there?
Well, Tyson Fury announces his retirement today. Said he's done. I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'd like to announce my retirement from boxing. It's been a blast. I've loved every single minute of it. And I'm going to end with this. Dick Turpin wore a mask. God bless. Everybody, see you on the other side. Get up.
What's that mean?
I guess it's some famous highway robber. I'm not sure what that means, but
that's odd. Well, it's probably like
start robbing banks.
Stirred. Yep. He'll be back in 6 months.
You think so?
Yeah, these guys never leave. It's just like MMA. They'll say that shit. He'll be right back. Because someone will run their mouth and then he'll get all pissed off and that's it. I'm coming out of retirement. Because he'll probably go on a 3 month bender, get up to, I don't know, 400 pounds again, and decide, man, I need to get back in there. I got one or two more in me. Yeah, and I need money. And that's the thing. These guys in boxing make so much, but everyone deserves it. He'll be back. Speaking of being back, Matt Hamill says he's open to a rematch with John Jones.
Oh, God. Now that he can hear?
Yeah. He said, if that one loss on his record really bothers John Jones, let's have a rematch. It's not going to be like Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I expect there to be blood and broken bones. So should we make this fight? Should we do it?
No.
Come on. Please.
No.
Please.
No. Oh, my God.
Pretty please. No. Sugar on top. Let Matt Hamill get a taste. He hasn't fought in forever. John is fighting. Okay.
Yeah.
I miss the crush can days of like Fedor just out there crushing cans or Chris Cyborg out there crushing cans. What else is happening?
Ronda Rousey over the had a baby.
That's so weird. I was just going to pull that up.
Were you? Here you go. Here's some pictures.
And what's the name? Bahaka Makana Juna?
I don't know how to say it. It's a lot of words. It's down here. So a lot of letters, I should say. Everyone looking very happy.
Yep.
So good for them.
Liko Ula Bua Mahani Naka Ipa Hia Brown. No, that's the name. Like, here it is. Hang on.
I mean, I saw the letters, but how do you pronounce it?
Fucking Lika Ula Pa'u'a Mahenika Biha Brown. Something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Boy, that's a mouthful.
It sure is. And I think it was last couple of weeks, we're also talking about how Dana White was just appointed to the board of directors for Meta.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking about this some more. So Dana is friends with Trump. Trump is friends with Elon. So does that mean we're going to get this Elon versus Zuckerberg fight now?
No way. I think they're all in cahoots together. The whole thing is a giant something. We just
circle
don't
jerk.
Probably. They sit around and laugh at how stupid everyone is and how much money they have.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Zuckerberg, Dana, and Elon Musk and Donald Trump all together, they're the most powerful, richest combo, probably. It's like a super team. Think about this. This is more superpower than the Avengers. Yeah, they got all the money and they have all the power. The leader of the free world about to be, right? So what the fuck? It's a little scary.
A little bit.
We're only missing Bill Gates, and then I'm afraid.
That guy, I think, is the devil. I don't think anybody wants him on the team.
Yeah.
He's doing bad things. So, anyway. I'll digress. What else is happening?
I got a couple KOs, and then I think I am out of bullets.
Let's see. Let me do a handful more things, and then we'll move along. So, I saw GSP posted a video. I just find this. He's going to ask, do you notice anything different about his physique as he's doing said workout?
He looks lean.
Yeah, doesn't he look a little bit off the sauce compared to when he used to fight? He looks like bigger. He's 140.
He's pretty cut, but he looks lean and skinny.
He looks light, yeah, very skinny. I mean, he is post-surgery, I'll give him that, but I will say he looked like he was juiced to the tits when he fought, allegedly. But because I just think back to that fight with Johnny Hendricks, right? When he was like, let's drug test each other and blah, blah, blah. I'll do all this drug testing. And I think that was the first fight that he probably fought clean, GSP. And he barely won on the scorecards, but he got fucked up in that fight.
There was a weight issue there on that. Wasn't he overweight, but then he wasn't overweight for that fight?
Yeah, because I think it was a Canada fight. Right? Yeah, so they kind of
Canada
like,
made
wink,
him on
wink.
Weight apparently somehow.
It's like the towel in DC, yes. Daniel Cormier and a towel. And then I saw this. This was a weird takedown. This looks to be legit. I don't know what Asian country we're in, but I don't know why you take someone down like this. So here's a takedown attempt. This is the bad guy with the green jacket. This guy comes in with some kind of scissor
flying
kick,
scissor
head takedown, but it looks like this doesn't look like a fucking movie the way everybody's moving with like riot gear and shields.
Mm-hmm.
But why this? What the fuck?
Because no one is expecting that.
Right? Well, exactly. It's like, what was it? We were just talking about Travis Brown when he fought Fabricio Werdum, and then Fabricio comes out and throws a flying sidekick to the face of Travis Brown. And like Travis eats it and he's like, I'm rocked. No one's expecting it. So no. I guess the unexpected works.
It does. But you gotta pull it off.
True. He pulled it off.
Yes.
I have a new sport. It's called plank fighting. Super exciting.
Is that like people planking and then
yes,
oh, here we go.
I think we could get a little bit
at Gorilla Games. Here we go.
Oh my god,
a couple of arm drag attempts here.
I think you're trying to get the guy to drop to the ground. Like I think
lots
if your elbow hits, you score.
Oh, and a point scored.
Yeah,
by
this
Harris.
Is like a jujitsu thing.
Also known yeah, as Black well, I think Larry. It's the Karjitsu guys.
No
doing
idea
this.
Why. Black Larry with some nice aggression here. Anthony Merrill accidentally
this
steps
is a little
his
game
hand
you play
down
to strengthen your core. Yeah, yeah. Now they made a sport out of it, huh?
See, my question is, couldn't you just throw up a fucking double clinch behind the guy's neck and drop him down? Like, you're going to fall, but you're going to get him to fall, potentially.
I feel like they should be able to slap each other.
I like this very much so.
I think slapping should be allowed.
Just nonstop. Backhands even. Fucking.
Yeah.
So, that looks interesting. It looks fun. I like new shit. I got a handful of tweet of the weeks, and then let's get some of your KOs going here.
Yep.
I got a tree tweet of the week, so let me pop these fuckers open. I don't know. I never know where I'm going to start. So we'll start with this one. This is observing a Mackenzie Dern Amanda Ribas fight week respectfully. That's number one. A little Shane Gillis comedian. And then this person, this lady, I guess, got a nose job. She went from here to here. And this person said, first nose wouldn't even notice if the Coke was laced with marbles. Fucking name, man.
That is a
ruthless. And then the last one, this is from Brawler Broadcast. He says, I swear the UFC cameramen do this on purpose in every single Mackenzie Dern fight. But the weird thing is they kept going off from this angle, and then they'd have like some blurred view through the cage. I'm like, show me the top down. If that's the only angle, that's the only angle. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you gotta show what's being displayed in the octagon, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
Okay, I'm ready. I got a couple. I don't know if I can share sound. We'll see. Probably not. Oop, I'm not going to share sound on this. But okay. Here's a couple. A little backyard KO. Oof. Here's number one.
That's not good. He look like he broke his
here's
neck.
Here's number two. Oh,
ooh, he first. Broke his neck too.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's fucked.
Number three. I forgot how many there are. And number four.
Oh, man. That guy got dialed in. Yep. I picked that one right. I'm picking it in my head. Oh, he's trying to MVP him.
That's my
put
favorite.
Put him on Queer Street.
Okay, we're back to that.
Oh, body, body, head.
And then I got this one here from over the weekend in LFA. Little walk-off spinning elbow. Good night. See you later. Ouchies. One more time, just because it's very nice. Boom. Did not expect that. I think.
That's crazy. Yeah. Some of those are going to be blurred out because some of these people have issues with us showing
Of
the videos. Yeah. I'll deal with them.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I blur a lot of stuff, unfortunately, because a lot of people cry. So I got two. Here's one. This was the Goofy KO.
Oy. Oy.
Oh, wow.
You try to do a little fucking capoeira and you get fucking left hook knocked out.
Ouch.
And then I didn't know fucking lacrosse threw down like hockey, but then it turns into a fucking street fight where the guys just take everything off and then fucking start going at it.
That's part of the sport?
Yeah, I didn't know this was street. This is fucking legal. They're street fighting. And this guy damn. Gets fucking KO'd. I might watch lacrosse. I didn't know they did this.
No shit, huh? I didn't realize they could fight. I thought that was a gentleman's game.
It's rough. It's like hockey, but that was a street fight. I saw a street fight.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I like it. I have an interesting weigh-in.
Okay.
This one, the zone posting something. Not quite sure where it is, but, you know, I'll fucking turn the sound off because I don't always need sound on. I just like interesting weigh-ins. So,
whoa.
Yeah. There you go.
What's
interesting
happening?
Weigh-in. There. Get in, get out, Ingo. Acknowledge what you got.
After that, my brain is... I'm still thinking about the video.
Sneak that one in.
Do I have any knowledge this week? No, I don't know. Nothing. I got nothing. I haven't done nothing. I have just been working and killing it to start the year.
That's what it's all about.
So I got no knowledge.
All right. Well, I'll get us set up here. I just got to. Okay. I can't do volume on this one, but this is apparently we have a fashion show. So Marina Moraes, she's a UFC fighter. She is showing off some of her new UFC gear. So showing off some shorts. The new fucking Venom shirts.
Nice.
Making things happen. Then I think I'm sharing sound. We'll end on this.
Come on. It's going to be the year where this thing is playing all the time.
Yeah. There you go. I still love this lady every time. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. And then... she just fucking like has to put her head down because she's laughing so fucking.
There's no
hard.
Sound. Oh. I heard it in my head. There's no sound though.
On this one, you have sound?
No, I just heard. It. I've seen it so many times.
Hang on. Sorry.
Oh man,
I'm gonna have to blur that out.
Reshare it. Sorry. I literally thought there was sound, and then you played it again. I was like, well, now there's no sound. Why is there no sound?
Oh, there'll be sound
because there was no sound.
Well, there'll be sound.
Grab his dick and twist it!
Oh my god, this is an MMA fight, dude!
You so twist that dick!
Twist his dick!
Twist his dick!
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god.
Oh, dick twist!
We'll get it right. I got to do so much editing at the end of there. I shared way too much. Anyway,
sorry.
It's all good.
Well, that's been this edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.